Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is what happens, folks, when you leave. Who is that? I recognize a little bit of it. I'm not sure.
It's Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, Mariah's okay. Now that I have that visual, it's okay. Welcome back, folks. 17-10. We're trying to get in the Christmas spirit here a little bit, and Kevin's doing a good job trying to scrounge up some Christmas music for us. We had little chipmunks early, and we had Trans-Siberian Orchestra previously. We're going to keep working on that. Maybe a little Gene Autry. I think we even had some Gene Autry earlier. Boy, that's from the Wayback Machine, right? Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Merry Christmas, everybody. From here on out, this hour, no business, just a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, the author of the fourth edition, just now coming out of Franchising and Licensing. Andrew, welcome back to the show. I didn't get a chance to wish you Happy Hanukkah earlier in the month, but belated Happy Hanukkah to you.
Well, thank you. I also, you know, there's been a rumor out there on Facebook that you were one of the original members of the Chipmunks. Can you confirm or deny that rumor
The year I discovered helium. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
There's so many rumors floating around about your background, Jim, that I think we've got to get this chipmunk rumor nailed.
If that's the worst rumor you can find about me on the internet, I'm going to be doing okay. At least I know some of the other stuff hasn't surfaced.
The rumor is you were the female vocalist. That's the
I see. I missed that part. Andrew, thank you again for being here. One of the things that I'd like to talk about is this idea. I'd like for you and I to talk again about this idea of tolerance. You know, if I were given one wish, you know, everybody says, what would you do if you had one wish? And people say peace on earth. I think that might be a little, you know, as I think about it more and more, I think I would just wish for tolerance. I think that would be my wish, for tolerance. What do you think? What do you think about that?
I think tolerance is a beginning, not an end. I mean, I've given a lot of presentations on diversity as a strategic goal. I mean, I'm not a human resources expert, but I know that as someone observing strategic planning and innovation, I see the power of diversity. And one of the things that I say during my presentations is if I walk up to you, Jim, and I say, you know, I tolerate you. That doesn't exactly send the warm and fuzzies.
Right.
It may mean that I'm not likely to harm you or to do anything wrong to you, which is a good start for peace on earth. But I think toleration is, you know, it's a beginning, not an end. It's a beginning of a process towards appreciating each other, respecting each other, learning from each other. I mean, my feeling about diversity is that you should be selfish in your pursuit of diversity, because in pursuit of being selfish, you will realize that everybody you meet, no matter what color, size, shape, religion they are, has some knowledge to offer you. And if you spend your life in a quest for knowledge, then diversity is something you can do selfishly. So it's a little bit of a different twist than the usual preaching on it.
Well, I'd like for you to tell us what you mean when you inject the term selfish into this. Tell us what that means.
In other words, if you're not motivated to embrace others for who they are, then embrace others for your own selfish purposes.
In other words, for your own quest for knowledge. I see. Okay, I'm with you on that. I think that's a good idea. And that's exactly right. When I think about the people that when I was younger, that I saw, that I first met or saw, and the way they looked, the way they acted, the way they sounded, I immediately, you know, was judgmental of them, and had an attitude about them. And then I realized later, as I got to know the person, that what was going on there was my ignorance and my intolerance, my paradigm about what I thought the guy should look like, what I thought the lady should sound like, what I thought they should say, what their opinions were, et cetera, et cetera. And I realized that ignorance And that intolerance was doing what you just said a minute ago. It was limiting my ability to grow, to learn, to find out about other people, to have friends who aren't exactly like me. And I realized that, and that I learned that in my 20s, and I've tried to practice that ever since.
I mean, one of my philosophies is everybody I meet has something to teach me, everybody. And the more different the people I meet are, the more I can learn. And that's both a selfish motivation, but also a pretty decent life philosophy.
Right.
And if you approach people as a potential source of wisdom or experience or knowledge or insight, those people then are people you want to get to know and appreciate, because the more you do, the more you can learn. Now, if you hang out with 12 people that all have the exact same background as you, Jim, who have
right.
all look like you, all were up raised similar to you,
mm-hmm.
they probably don't have much to offer you because you had the same upbringing they did.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I think that we can, I think what happens with issues like diversity is consultants come in and they get all preachy about the right thing to do and affirmative action and what the law says, and nobody responds to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll come in and I'll talk about it as a matter of selfishness, and all of a sudden people perk up and say, hey, here's a guy who's not
right.
quoting the Civil Rights Act to us, who's not quoting affirmative action to us. He's telling me I should do this for my own good.
Folks, I think that as we wrap up this segment, you know, the next time, and I'm going to say this in the first person, the next time I start seeing myself being intolerant, being judgmental about somebody, I'm going to ask myself, what part about that attitude that I have is ignorant and is not serving me, even as Andrew said, is in a selfish way. You know, it's ignorant on my part, but also it's not serving me. I'm going to do that from now on. I recommend you think about doing that. Twin Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.